Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala, November 2nd, a culinary celebration featuring Iron Chef Michael Simon, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Oh, Nancy, you have such a cold, cold heart. You've just been making cold stuff.
Cold soup, Stein.
What kind of cold soups? The only kind I ever heard of was gazpacho and that Korean cold beef soup with the buckwheat noodles
Yes. That
you love.
Yangmyeon, if I'm saying it correctly, which I'm probably not, and I'm sure I'll hear from everyone in the Korean community. Rest assured, I love it, regardless of whether or not I can pronounce it. But what I really love is this incredible new soup that I've been making for about a year. This soup was served to me at a house that some people I didn't even know I got invited to. I made a complete fool of myself by asking for the soup, again, for dessert, when they served it to us as a first course. First of all, I couldn't even figure out what it was. It was just this white, green-speckled bowl of deliciousness. It was green grapes with cucumber with the green part on, you know, with the peel still on, and a whole lot of dairy products. There was half and half and yogurt and cream cheese, actually, and a little bit of dill. And all you do is throw all this stuff in a blender and just blend the heck out of it. And next thing you know, you've got the world's most refreshing, delicious thing. So that's why I wrote about it this past week in the Seattle Times Sunday Magazine.
Well, speaking of cold stuff, I've been making a lot of cold-packed pickles. I put up a batch of half sours because it's cucumber time at the Duras Cucumber Farm, and made another batch of preserved lemons and the radishes, a bunch of radishes out of my garden, which I also pickled up. And I just made David Chang's ramen broth recipe, which calls for a bunch of, well, here, catch. Oh, she missed. But fortunately, these won't break. Try one of those, Nancy.
Okay, what is this?
Well, just try one.
All right. Mmm.
Isn't that great?
Stein, are those shiitakes?
Those are pickled shiitakes, because the Chang ramen broth recipe uses a bunch of shiitakes, but you just steep them, you know, so they give up their flavor into the liquid, and then you take them out. Well, you don't want to throw them away. You can't. I mean, it's a lot of shiitakes. You could never throw them away. So he also has a recipe for one thing to do with them, which is to pickle them. And aren't those great? I've had them just on rice, and they're wonderful.
They're absolutely delicious. You could even cut some of those up and throw them on top of my cucumber and dill soup.
The taste would probably be poetic. And speaking of poetry, for years now I've had this line in my head for a poem, to begin a poem, Big White Cadillac. And it only recently occurred to me that that could be the opening line of a haiku. So I sat down and I thought, well, where can we go from here? And I finished the haiku and I sent that to you, Nance, and then you wrote your own haiku, which begins,
Well Endowed Lady.
Okay. And I thought, let's just keep going with this and have a food for thought haiku contest. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, you can see a video of both Nancy and me reading our haikus all the way through at kplu.org on the haiku contest page, and then get busy and write your own haiku. All it has to do is say something about food or eating or cooking or even food for thought itself, and enter as many different haikus as you want. We got prizes and everything, great ones from Wajimaya, the Pacific Northwest's Asian grocery and gift store. And because Nancy and I would never, ever think of judging you, we're going to let your fellow Food for Thought listeners judge you instead. Contest winners will be chosen by reader vote. It'll be a ton of fun. Winners will also get to read their haikus right on Food for Thought with Nancy and me. You're just 17 syllables from stardom. That's kplu.org. Click on the haiku page and get writing. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Poetic Dick Stein.